Our first story of the day comes from the AITA subreddit and is titled, Am I the Asshole for Hiring a Professional Cleaner to Do My Chores for the House? My girlfriend moved to my house 6 months ago. Despite me paying 3/4 of the rent, she is a student, we still agreed that we would split the chores of the house 50-50. Now, my girlfriend doesn't have OCD, but she borderline can have those tendencies sometimes when it comes to cleaning. Everything must be done her way. Like freaking out when I cleaned the kitchen, but there was some dust on top of the fridge. Now, I didn't clean properly, and I'm just doing things the wrong way, so I can get away with without cleaning properly. I do laundry, and I mispaired some socks that looked similar. I'm just trying to be annoying on purpose, or so she says. Since she wasn't happy about my cleaning and it was a constant problem, I decided to hire a professional cleaner to come once a week and do all the chores that are assigned to me. Cleaning the bathroom, living room, kitchen, windows, doing laundry, etc. Now, this doesn't mean I don't do any work around the house. I still take out the trash and clean dishes if the cleaner won't come in the next 3 days. I'll also do some handiwork required occasionally that my girlfriend doesn't know how to do. After continuing with this arrangement for 5 months, she now says this isn't fair. Because while she is cleaning and using her free time to do her chores, I just sit on my computer playing games. I told her that her chores were her responsibility and that we agreed to split 50-50. I just offloaded my work to another person. She told me that being in a relationship is about helping each other and not being petty about things. I told her that she should have applied that same mindset when I was doing the chores myself and she was complaining all the time. Am I the Asshole? My gut reaction here is that if you agreed to have the work to do the work 50-50, why does it matter if it's him personally doing it or if it's him paying someone to do it? He's still covering the 50% that he said he was going to cover. Why would that matter? Chat thoughts. I understand her being upset about it because she can't do the same. At least they get done. And he's paying money to do it. So he's essentially purchased his time to be able to do things that he wants to do. Magic Drop says she made it an unreachable goal and got upset when he found a way to reach it. Oh, she Kobayashi Maru'd him and he Jim Kirk'd it. He figured out a way to rewire the test. So why would she be upset about this? Maybe the problem is that he didn't tell her he was going to do this and he just did it. Maybe if he talked to her about it ahead of time and they had a discussion about it, maybe some things would have changed or maybe she wouldn't have as big of a problem with it. But she waited until 5 months into this to speak up.
God, it's Kitty Thunder.
Okay, so about this story, what are your thoughts here? Why would she care? Did he do the right thing? Did he screw up?
I feel like she's a major asshole. And when you start micromanaging your partner, your spouse, it's never going to end well for either of you because you're just setting him up to fail. Like you're setting your expectations so high that he can't achieve them. So he didn't achieve first because he didn't clean the dust off the top of the fridge. And I'm going to tell you right now, the dust doesn't matter. Your marriage does. Like, you can get the dust when you get the dust. I don't know. I feel like she just wants something to bitch about. So he tried to fix the problem by having someone else do it, which is fine. Like, if you can afford that, do it. I guarantee you it's going to make your life easier. But now she's bitching about the fact that he has free time and he's paying someone else to do it. I think she just wants to bitch about things. And that sucks because that's gonna ruin a relationship.
So do you think this all stems from the initial agreement that they would split the chores 50-50? Is that where things went sideways?
I mean, if they're splitting, if they don't have combined finances, then they're still splitting it. He's just doing it a different way. So maybe she should hire someone. Maybe they should both be together and hire this person and to do everything. And then they don't have to bitch about it.
Putting myself in his shoes right now, if our situation was like this, which it never would be, but...
No,
but if it were, what's the solution? How do you win? How do you not just win, but I think, what is it? In a good compromise, no one walks away happy, right?
Happy.
Crappy. What is a way to step forward here that is an olive branch at least? And maybe that's if he talks to her and says, look, I understand, you know, I don't know if you want to have control of all these things. And if that's the case, if you would like to do my part, I'm perfectly willing to pay you to do that the way I'm paying this person. Or if you want to go in with me on this and pitch in, it doesn't have to be 50-50, but we can have this person do your side of the chore things too. Right. What is most likely to be that olive branch that gets her to actually move the ball downfield?
I mean, I guess can I pay my 50% so that she can do my chores too? Like, yeah. that's how I would feel about it. So I can't imagine the mindset where it's like, I mean, we all have our things. Like mine is the dishwasher. Like it, I get really upset when it's like loaded incorrectly, but that's my thing. That's
did you,
on me.
Did you
that's,
reload it after I loaded it last night?
No, I did not. But it's like my mom, it was like a big deal to my mom. So it was like, that's how we had to, when we grew up, that's how I learned to load the dishwasher. But if I want it done that way, I have to do it that way because that's the way that I do it. He's doing it. It's getting done. If I have a problem with it, that's my problem, not his problem. And I think that's a big thing to learn in marriage is like if laundry is a big deal for him, he basically does all of the laundry at our house. And by all of, I mean, the teenagers do their own laundry, but those are our things, like our personal things that we want done a certain way. So we do them ourselves because we know how we want it done.
Yeah.
Like I don't put my expectation for loading the dishwasher correctly on you because I can't expect you to live up to how I want it done.
Right.
And you can't expect me to do the laundry the way that you want it done. Like you have to do, like if you want something done a certain way, you should do it yourself.
So personal standards are personal standards. And when Correct. You project those onto another person without them agreeing to it, you're an asshole.
I think so. I mean, I think.
It makes sense.
I think, and that's something that I feel like works in our marriage, like instead of having these expectations that I don't think you can live up to and then faulting you for not living up to these expectations, I feel like that just sets us up for failure.
Sure.
And we split stuff. And like, if I feel like there's something that he's doing that he could do differently, then I would probably tell him and he would do the same. But he doesn't expect me to adopt that method of doing things. And you don't expect me to adopt your methods of doing things.
I did it my way. So I think an approach that I've learned from experience here is that if they're...
Fly.
Get out of here, fly. I think a method that I learned after some self-reflection was that piles are like an anxiety trigger. And Candy Thunder has a lot of stuff. Just a lot of stuff. And rather than do the easy thing, and the easy thing is to just get frustrated about it and do nothing about it, right? To just be frustrated. After a while, I finally figured out that my frustration wasn't accomplishing anything. What I could do was put that energy into developing some kind of system that made it easier for her to organize the mm-hmm. stuff that she has. And that was the solution, right? That like we did a closet mm-hmm. makeover and added like new spaces to put more stuff. We're going through and organizing things room by room and just trying to make sure we're being efficient about how we organize things. And that is a solution. That is something that actually is good for the family because it gets us,
lets us put
stuff in places.
It's helping me, I feel like, become better at managing my stuff.
Right.
I'm a clutter bug. I always have been. I do feel like it helps me. And you didn't do it in a way that makes me feel bad about the person that I am. You're like, you have this. Here's a better way. Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
And we did it. And my closet has been clean.
Yeah.
For like almost a, like what, over a year or almost a year, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. So, and we've said this before, sometimes I'm pulling 90%. This week, I'm going to be pulling a lot more because of this 24-hour stream. But if there's a different week, maybe he's pulling 90% and he's doing 90% of the housework and the Navy work and the teenager work. Like it shifts and we don't hold that against each other because we're not contributing 50%. Now, if that imbalance went on for too long, it would probably cause issues. But we don't mind that balance shifting.
No.
When you need more work, you need more help or I need more help.
But that's because we're a team. They're not.
No, they're not a team at all. If this was a team, he would be like, let me hire this person and we can hire someone to do all the chores and let's put our effort into bettering the house in this way or whatever. Let's put our effort here and have this person do the chores.
They both have me mentality.
Yeah.
And that, they're just dating. They're not married, right? Maybe that's something you learn as you go, but I think even dating relationship-wise before
we
got married. No, they're just dating. It's his girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. And that's, yeah.
I mean, it could be just young in the relationship, so they're figuring this stuff out mm-hmm. as they go. But there is a tipping point where you have to look at all this and say, how much time and energy have we wasted on this petty bullshit that is just tit for tat?
Right.
If it was a team approach and that's what you end up getting to at some point, then it is a what's for the good of the realm? These are fires you have to walk through. And maybe this is a fire they're walking through right now to learn about teamwork approach, right? Because they in a relationship, it's going to make it hard to survive with the mentality they have right now. Now, if they were just roommates, that's a different issue. But if they want to be together and they're interested in spending the rest of their lives together, they've got to start looking at this and saying us instead of me versus you. Oh.
Am I the Askinoff for taking the corner piece of my sister's birthday cake? Hey, Dusty and crew, love the content, and I might have been the Askinoff this weekend, but I need your take on this story. This weekend, I, male 24, attended my sister's, female 22, birthday party. It was a get-together at our parents' house. It was quite the shindig, and they even had a bartender and a band. Did my parents ever throw a B-Day party like that for me? No, but I digress. Ever since we were kids, my sister has always loved the corner piece of cake. We would have fights over it when we were younger, and it would usually end with one of us in tears. The party was a great time. All of our family, friends, and most of my sisters and my friends were there too. As the night went on, I might have been enjoying a few beverages. We all sang happy birthday and cut the cake. Everyone was getting their slices, and my sister made sure to say, "Make sure someone saves me a corner piece," before she went back to singing along with the band. This is where, in my altered state, I decided that I really wanted a piece of cake. The corner piece, to be exact. There was one corner left, and it was set off to the side. I stumbled over and proceeded to enjoy the last corner piece, and like clockwork, cue my sister somehow seeing me and yelling, "You mother!" I self-censored. She stormed over and threw a drink at me and started screaming at me for eating her cake. My parents joined in on the scolding, and my dad said, "You've had enough." I'm assuming he meant booze and not cake, so I stumbled my way to bed. My sister still hasn't talked to me, and my parents keep lecturing me about how out of line I was and how I drank too much and ruined her party. Part of me feels bad for doing it, but part of me feels like my sister overreacted a bit over a piece of cake. Am I the Askinoff? Yeah, you're the Askinoff, dude. Yeah, you're the Askinoff. You here, and here's how we know that you're the Askinoff, because you did it on purpose. You knew ahead of time, and you even talked about how in your altered state, you looked at it and you're like, "Oh, that's the one that she wants, but I'm going to do it anyway." And stumbled over there and did it the whole time, knowing what was going to happen. This whole story, you knew exactly what was going to happen. You maliciously took the one thing that she wanted on her day from her cake. Yeah, that makes you a malicious asshole. And some people might say, "Like, it's just cake. You can't be ask on one when it's just cake." You can if you were malicious. If you were trying to be a dick, which, by the way, mission success. Yeah, you absolutely can. Now, if you had thought that she already had her corner piece or that there was another one available, that would be a different story, but you didn't. You said there was one corner piece left. That fly just landed right on my forehead. Get out of here.
We're going to have to.
Follower submitted stories can lead to ask on one verdicts too. Situationally, you were an ask on one here. It was the worst kind of asshole because it was malicious. And you need to, in my opinion, you have a lot of work to do to make up for this. Because you can't go back in time and fix the birthday party that you've ruined. You can replace the cake that you ruined. And I think you probably should. And you probably owe a very, very heartfelt apology here. It's my opinion. Am I the Askinoff for wanting to divorce my wife because she wants to keep in touch with her ex?
Nick Miller.
Let me put my hood up. Last time I tried to put my hood up doing that kind of thing, my headphones fell to the ground and smashed, and then I had to send them off to get repaired, so I'm not doing it again. I, male 30, have been married to female 29, and we have had issues where she wants to keep checking on her exes to see if they're okay. I have expressed to her that I don't think this is healthy, and it bothers me a lot. She promised me that she would stop and even block everyone, and we continued with our lives. Recently, while I was traveling, I found out that she was trying to get in touch with her ex. She claimed she just wanted to check in and see how he was doing. I'm going to red flag that because she agreed to stop doing it. All of this happened behind my back, and if I hadn't found out and confronted her, she probably would have brushed it off. I'm going to red flag that too. I feel lost. To me, this is cheating. I don't trust her anymore, and I am considering divorce. This situation is not healthy for our relationship, and I have expressed several times how her actions affect me. We have two small children together, and I'm tired of constantly worrying about her reaching out to her exes. I told her I wanted a divorce, but she kept saying it wouldn't happen again and that we should try to work things out. However, I honestly don't want to. Even if we go to counseling, I'm exhausted. At this point, I just want the kids to be happy, and I'm willing to live with her for a while until we prepare the kids and our finances for the divorce, but not as a couple. Am I overreacting? Edit, this ex was not a relationship. They just hooked up several times because my ex was afraid of getting into a relationship with this guy. Oh, so he says ex, so they've
split up since he made this edit. Okay. She has stated multiple times how nice he is and how wild the sex was, and she even talked about our relationship with him. I also have several exes, including an ex-fiance and casual partners, but they are irrelevant to me. I don't understand people saying that I'm controlling with two children who require a lot of care. Edit 2. Firstly, I completely disagree that I'm controlling. I expressed how I felt, and she willingly said she would block them. I will never disregard my feelings. Prioritizing my own well-being and emotional health is most important to me right now. The kids are mine. I don't care about the financial part, as money is not an issue. If she wants child support, alimony, whatever, she'll have it. I care about my mental health and being well for my children. She is making her choices, and she is free to do so, but I don't want to be a part of this. I have enjoyed my life quite a bit. I have no time for these games. Okay, so commenters apparently here were calling him controlling, but here's the kicker. When she first did this or he first found out about it, he said, this is, I don't feel good about this. Here's how this makes me feel. It's a deal breaker in my world. And she said, okay, I won't do it again. And then did it behind his back while he was traveling. How do you, trust is broken. Trust is broken. And it with it being an ex that she had just casual encounters with, in my opinion, that makes it worse, because what it says is that she's trying to restart their casual relationship. He said, this doesn't make me comfortable. She said, okay. And then she disregarded his feelings about it. It's a come what may situation, right? Because she knew what would happen. She knew that it would make him, she knew that he was not okay with it. And she knew that it was a deal breaker, and she did it anyway. She chose her path. She chose it. Now, why? That's the big question, right? Why? It's got to be an insecurity thing where she's got to reach out to people because maybe she likes the attention that she gets from them. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what the issue is, but there is a why there somewhere. And the two paths, the two options that he has here that could lead to success are either what he's saying, leave, and kids can be perfectly happy in two separate happy homes versus one miserable home, a personal testament to it, or you can go to counseling and figure out the why and really address it and dive in. And if she's willing to seriously do that, but then again, you have this big question mark on top of everything that is even if she says she wants to do it and she doesn't want to do this again and she's going to try her hardest, how do you trust that that's the truth? Because she said she also wouldn't do this again and that she did it behind his back. How do you trust a person like that? How? H. Bear says she's not feeling fully satisfied in the relationship. You shouldn't need exterior validation. And then she needs to say that, right? Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she hasn't identified what the reason is that causes her to do this, but she knows that it makes her husband uncomfortable. She knows that he's not okay with it, and she went and did it behind his back after saying she wouldn't do it. That's not okay. Yeah, it's definitely disrespectful, and it's essentially saying to him that his feelings aren't valid at all. They do not matter. His feelings do not matter to her, and that sucks. Let's talk about this for a second. What is your general policy on talking to exes? Do you guys have like a general policy, or is it a case by case thing, or does it just depend on everything? Yeah, I mean, it's probably a case by case thing. I don't know that, you know, other than we're a blended family, so we have multiple sets of parents in the mix, and those are obviously exes, and obviously we still talk to them, still have to, but we all get along fine. But I think in general. Freaking fly. I think I smacked him that time. I don't know that I injured him, but I did get him. It just depends, right? I think in general, you shouldn't need to reach out to exes who you don't have some kind of just friendship with anyway. And even if you do have a friendship, I think you have to respect the wishes of your partner and how that makes them feel, and at least work through those kind of things. If your partner expresses discomfort over something, you have to take that into consideration. And if you say, I won't communicate with my exes, and then do it, come what may, you're choosing your path. This one is from AITH as well, and is titled, Am I the Astronaut for Wanting to Spend Time with My Son Without My Wife? So I have a 7-year-old son who I don't get to see nearly as often as I'd like. I work from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays, and by the time I get home, my son is getting ready to go to bed. My wife stays at home, so she does most of the childcare.
On weekends, I spend time with Nick, but my wife always hovers around him. I never get to spend any alone time with Nick, and any time I try to do something with him, she always has to be involved. Mario Kart, catch, playing with his wrestling toys. I never get to have just father-son moments with him, and it irks me, as it makes me feel like I'm just an accessory as a parent to her. She gets to be with Nick and have alone time when I'm at work on the weekdays, and on the weekends, I never get any alone bonding time. I've told her this multiple times, and she says there's nothing wrong with always being around. I've obviously said that we should be spending time together as a family unit, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't get an hour or two on the weekends where it's just him and I. So on Saturday, I decided to take Nick to a local arcade and grab some ice cream. I know on Wednesday, my wife is going with him to an amateur wrestling show and stopping at his favorite restaurant after. When I told my wife I was going to take him alone, she got really upset and said it's ridiculous that she can't come as well. I told her how she's going to have a fun day with Nick on Wednesday, and I'd really like to make my own memories with him. She got upset and told me to just leave and slammed the bedroom door behind me. So I took Nick and we had a blast together. It's probably the first time in close to a year I got to do something like that with just the two of us. On the way home, she texted that she didn't feel like making dinner. I said no problem and grabbed us some Chinese takeout, her favorite, and when we got home, she refused to eat and wouldn't talk to me. She then stormed out of the house at about 7:30 and said she'd be back late and not to wait up. I then got a text from her sister at around midnight saying I really needed to talk to my wife and that she went over there and got blackout drunk and wouldn't stop sobbing about how I don't love her and don't want to spend time with her. The next morning, she came home and I asked her to talk and she refused. She said that she was fine and just had a bit of an episode. I didn't push or gave her space for most of the day. When we went to bed for the night, she said I was a complete asshole and I should never try to take a child away from their mother. I said I was not taking Nick away from her and she was insane for reacting like this for a few hours with my son at the arcade. Today I woke up and decided to take the day off work because I wanted to spend some time with her, and when I told her, she was upset and said she was running errands, so there's no point. I said I'd go with her, and she said she didn't want me with her and left the house in a rush. I feel like she's overreacting to an extreme level, to the point it seems like she's having a manic episode. She's never acted like this in the 11 years we've been together, and I almost feel like I'm being gaslit into believing what I did was awful. Am I the Askenot? Well, this is an interesting one. The vibe that I got going through this was she may feel like she has to attach herself to the child for the husband to want to spend time or to spend time doing things with the husband. This might be an occasion of like she's lost her identity and is just a mother, or feels like she's just a mother now. And that's her job and she's doing it and she's hovering. But in this case, she might be doing it because the only chance she gets to spend time with her husband is if she does it through her son. It's possible. And in that case, it is a y'all need a date night. You need to find a sitter and you need a date night for you two. I think as OP talks about this, not getting one-on-one time, and one-on-one time with parents is important, right? One-on-one time with each of your kids is important. I think there's a bonding that happens there, and there's a communication level that happens there that you won't get otherwise. One-on-one time is important. One-on-one time with your wife, also very important. And we didn't hear anything about that here. And I feel like she might feel neglected by him, but he has this desire to want to do things with his son, so she's attached himself so that she can benefit by proxy. I'm not saying that's the case. It's possible. He wants alone time. I feel like to test this theory, the pitch would be he pitches to do something that is one-on-one time with his son, and in the same breath pitches a date night next day or right after, maybe night before, something. But there has to be a balance there, and I think you would at least discover if it is an issue of her needing more attention from him, or if her having severe separation anxiety. Angel says she's cheating and the son knows the guy. She's afraid he'll out her. I mean, that's possible. That's a wild theory, but it is entirely possible. He's a poor 7-year-old kid. If that's the case, that's garbage. Garbage. She may also want validation of being a good mother, so she may be trying to show him, H Bear says. Yeah, that's possible. There's a lot of possibilities here. I feel like, I mean, mom here is obviously having trouble processing emotions and what's actually going on. So is OP. So is dad having trouble processing and finding out exactly what's going on here. There needs to be some communication. This is a communication issue because he said he really wanted the one-on-one time with his son.
and she may feel neglected there, or there could be a different issue. And if it is separation anxiety, she would react the exact same way, right? So we don't know which one of those things it is. Either way, you are not the astronaut for wanting to spend time with your son without your wife. I'm going to say NTA to that question, to that specific question. But I think there's another problem here. There definitely is another problem here that you need to address and start trying to figure out, OP. And that is it separation anxiety? Is it that she doesn't feel like she's getting enough attention from you? Or as Angel said, is there something nefarious going on here where she has a different reason for not wanting you to have alone time with him because there's something she doesn't want you to know? All of those things are possible. You're not an asshole for wanting to spend time with your kid one-on-one. It needs to be done. But there's more to the story here, and that's what you got to figure out. Hey, Dusty Thunder here, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that content, and if you did, please make sure to like, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Also, you can find swag and so much more at dusty-thunder.com, and you'll find even more content on all of our platforms. We're on TikTok, YouTube. We now have an official Facebook page that we'll be posting stories to as well. We have podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and so much more. You can see all of our content platforms on Linktree, which is linked in my bio. Engage with us wherever you're enjoying content and do your best to avoid the Askenauts today. Thanks again.